You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
没想到上海的相亲市场啊，才真的让我开了眼。
I thought premarital health checkups were the ultimate test, but I never expected that Shanghai's matchmaking market would truly open my eyes. Yesterday, I attended a massive matchmaking event with a scale of 1,000 people right near People's Square in Shanghai. However, what I never expected was, there wasn't a single man at the scene, and many women were completely breaking down. Afterward, a guy on the internet gave the perfect answer.He said that these large-scale matchmaking events are just like a table full of leftover dishes. How could there be any good ones left? And the most critical point is, these leftover dishes not only don't taste great, but they are also ridiculously expensive. His statement represents the views of many men. No wonder so many men nowadays have completely given up. Those without money can't afford to marry, and those with money have absolutely no reason to participate in these so-called 1,000-person matchmaking events.Many people believe that women spending men's money is completely justified. But when your money runs out, and after you've invested so much time and energy pursuing her, she simply tells you, we're not suitable. How would you feel?
未来的婆婆，你给我听好了，想要让我嫁给你的儿子，你必须满足我三个条件。第一个条件呢，就是以后所有的家务由你一个人来做。第二个条件呢，我不生小孩，因为生小孩会影响我的身材。第三个条件呢，我的彩礼不能少于500万。这三个要求必须要达到。
你能有这个未来吗？啊，你想得美吧？你做梦的吧？你。
Are you dreaming beauty? Who do you think you are? You're just an ordinary person. Why are you asking for such high demands? What kind of joke is this? You want someone to marry you, have his mother do all the housework for you, not have kids, and you even want 5 million yuan as betrothal gifts? Have you lost your mind? A girl like you, daring to ask for 5 million yuan in betrothal gifts, just look at yourself and think about how much you're worth. Let me tell you,I bet not many people would even give you 500 yuan as betrothal gifts. I think even 500 yuan would be a stretch. How about I just give you 50 yuan? That way, there might still be some brothers willing to pay that amount, right guys? I feel like your mouth can really talk. You just open it and start saying things without considering the actual situation. It's a shame you're not realistic at all.
What is going on, gents?It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, in the two videos that preceded my video, you can see the Chinese men are not only holding the line, they are seriously not holding back on their opinions on leftover and undesirable women. Oh my God. The second clip of that woman talking about, well, the mother-in-law's got to do this, and basically I'm not going to do anything. I actually found her video, used Google Translate. My God, they roasted her ass like a fresh duck. They...were not holding back. They were like, bitch, who the fuck do you think you are? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. Now, of course, the clip of the first woman, we all know, China tends to hold these large matchmaking events. And of course,Men are not showing up at all. Now, of course, she had to go to the web and she actually got the answer. Men are no longer holding back. They're not lying to these women. Look, you're left over. You're undesirable. That's that. The men who can't afford to go, they're like, nope, I don't have to go.I have way more options. Now the men, the everyday average man, is like, why am I going to go there just to be rejected, just to be told that I'm not good enough? So yeah, that puts these women in a serious catch 22. And gentlemen, it is absolutely hilarious seeing those women bitching and whining about a problem that they created. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not just in China. Oh, no, 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 no. This is worldwide. Japan, damn near dying. But yet, the funny part about it, Japan, China, here in America, is they're still trying to goad men into accepting a horrible deal. When it comes to these women, no, no, nope, 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 no, nope, nope, no, no. See, the worst thing that could have happened to women was men actually listening to them, listening to their complaints, trying to fix it. And guess what? For a lot of men, the fix-it solution was to simply walk away. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you know, old school, true red pillars like myself, we'd always said this. Eventually, women were going to price themselves out of the marital market. Now, we all know women control the sexual market all day, every day. That's never going to change. They choose who they want to lay down and get funky with. No one's arguing that. However, for the longest time, men did not know, hey, we're the ones who control the relationship / marital marketplace. Yeah. See, in efforts to constantly chase our validation via sex from a woman, we never understood our true power. However, more and more men have finally figured it out. Wait a minute. I gotta get myself into a good position, then try to chase a woman just to prove to her that I'm a good enough host so she can attach herself to me like a parasite and drain me dry. And then when I'm a hollowed out husk, she can move on to the next man, the next host. Oh, hell no. Hell no. No. It was a slow process. And in the beginning, of course, we had a lot of opposition from men and women, especially older men and women. Boomers, yeah, old Gen Xers, yeah. However, eventually, thank you, social media. Yeah, at first, a lot of us old school red pillars, MGTOWs, we're like, man, we need to stop these women from talking. However, all of us eventually came to the point where we said, you know what? Let these women continue talking. Because, and this is my personal quote, the best red pill salesman will always be women through experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter how much we can say through our personal experience, this is what's potentially going to happen. No, it's only when a woman decides to absolutely destroy a man that red pill can be properly taken. And guess what? A lot of men are like, yep, you tried to warn us, but we thought that it wouldn't happen to us. And then reality hit. She changed. She used the system, and boom, here I am, a dried out husk. But, even though we lost a lot of soldiers in this war of attrition, guess what? We figured out that we were going to win regardless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All these leftover and undesirable women, yeah. You're not going to shame or guilt men into being with you, into taking that bad deal, which we all know, especially in the Black community, that's how the vast majority of women are online. They try their best to shame, gaslight, and guilt good Black men into being with them. However, no. I've noticed a steady uptick in two things, especially amongst American Black men. More Black men are openly saying they'll just pay for the box because they don't want to deal with the headache called the woman attached to it. And two, more Black men are openly explaining why they are dating out. Oh, yeah. So all these stupid ass panel shows, I don't even understand why they're even talking anymore. It's pointless to try to talk to the vast majority of American Black women. It's absolutely a moot point. They're not going to change. They're still going to be who they are. So lead them to their own demise. And that goes for the rest of the undesirable women. Leave them to their own demise. Now, when it comes to undesirable women, I must say this. I got to give credit where credit is due. Lizzo. Yeah. She dropped a shit ton of weight and said pretty much fuck the body positivity movement. Got to give her kudos for that. A lot of undesirable women, particularly the big women, believe they still deserve a 10. They still think that they are a 10. Yeah, remember, gents, when it comes to women, DeLulu is the Salulu. Nope. But, yeah, more and more men have realized, you know what? We're winning this war of attrition by simply walking away. And yeah, even as a 50-year-old man, he can still drop down to a 30-year-old woman before she starts going into geriatric pregnancy. But oh, we can't have that because, oh my God, he's a predator. We need to shame that man into not going after younger women. Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. Legally, you can do it. I don't care. Morally, if you don't want to, that's you. But guess what? It ain't against the law. So tell these people to take a long walk off of a short damn pier. Yeah, gentlemen, I find it hilarious. More and more of these videos of women talking about men are still no longer showing up at matchmaker events. And here's the grand part of it all to close this video out. We men constantly tell these women the winning formula. This is all you got to do, ladies. Food, sex, silence. But now, men are saying, you know what? I can get those things by myself. I can pay for those things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, ladies, you have really, really done yourself a disservice and priced yourself out of the marital market. And guess what? Hey, it's all your fault. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Hopefully you watched the two videos. let me know what you guys think. Personally, I find it absolutely wonderful that men around the world are holding the line. Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's still going to be simps in the environment. That's never going to go away. But a lot more men have woken up and realized, you know what? My life is going to be better without the modern woman. And if I do want said woman, I have many options to get exactly what I want. And for you women out there who still in 2025 believe that you're the bee's knees and that men are still going to fall over themselves to get to you, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. All of the social power that you used to enjoy, you know, the power of the poon or the power of the wallet, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that once again, men were going to accept you no matter how bad you were, how bad you behave, how disrespectful you are, that is going out right along with it. Because more and more men, day by day, are simply waking up and they're voting with their feet and their wallet. And guess what, ladies? You are going to face this new environment by yourself. Exactly how you said you wanted. Welcome to true equality. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.